You're listening to 88.9 FM. It's time for another edition of Flora Days. Commercial fishing off our coast had a golden era not long after World War II. Janie Gould explains.
When a new type of depth finder became affordable in the late 1940s, a whole new world offshore was open to fishing for red snapper. Snapper, which tend to stay close to the bottom, were plentiful and brought good prices. There were no catch limits either, so it was good while it lasted. Charles Gibson was a struggling young fisherman from the Northeast. He had served in the Merchant Marine during the war and came to Fort Pierce in 1949 to fish for snapper.
Up to that point, it had been sort of a hand-to-mouth existence, and you sort of had enough to buy groceries and enough gas to go out the next time. It was a money-making proposition. The fish were very, very big then. For instance, sow snappers would average between 20 and 25 pounds. The biggest catch I made in one anchorage was roughly about 2,500 pounds of snapper, and with a few grouper.
But the party didn't last forever. In just 2 years, there were noticeably fewer snapper. Gibson started bringing in more grouper, which commanded a fraction of the price paid for snapper.
We'd start with maybe two-thirds or three-quarters snapper, and then gray grouper or black groupers. Finally, the snowy group, if you really got a place that had been fished out badly, that was the only thing you got. If I'd stayed in the fishery after 51, I think I would have been in trouble.
So how much did you make per pound?
As I recall, the snapper prices went between 22 and 25 cents a pound on the average. And the best price that I can recall was about 28 cents. Grouper would go roughly about from 8 cents to maybe 15 cents a pound. The Warsaw grouper, they were very big. They'd usually break our gear. The ones we'd bring up would be anywhere from 100 to maybe 150 pounds. But the problem with those things is unless there happened to be a shortage of fish at the time, most of this went to the New York market, incidentally, the price would be so low for the Warsaw groupers that we just cut them loose. As I look back at it, environmentally, it was a disaster because I can remember these fish, when they'd come up, their swim bladders would come out and expand, and it would act like a life preserver, and you'd see them floating back to the shark bumping them. It was a horrible waste, but it didn't pay to bring them in.
Snapper fishing was never the same.
It never rebounded. It couldn't rebound. It was a virgin fishery, and we just tapped it off.
Did it make you rich for a while, or did you feel rich?
Well, I tell you, I made a fair amount of money in the Merchant Marine, but compared to the economy at the time for people with very little education, I mean, I hadn't even finished high school, it was an awful lot better than working in a gas station or trying to sell shoes. But I think what saved us when the fishery went bad, frankly, was the Korean War.
A number of fishermen who had served in World War II reenlisted for Korea when snapper fishing went bad. Gibson went back to sea with a Merchant Marine. Did you eat snapper back then, or did the sight of it make you sick?
Oh, no, no. As a matter of fact, I liked it very much. And usually, just as a matter of economy, we'd eat the front end of a snapper, because quite often we'd get fish that would be shark bitten, and take the tail end of the shark off and would be set with actually the best fillets that you're up near the gills.
It wasn't unusual for Gibson to see a couple or three sharks chasing his catches, but on one occasion it was a mob scene out there.
Every way you could look were sharks.
So there were fins everywhere.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, yeah. We moved about a mile. There were still sharks there. I would have hated to fall overboard in that kind of a situation. It wouldn't have been much fun.
Charles Gibson is a seasonal resident of Fort Pierce. His grandfather, also named Charles Dana Gibson, was the famed illustrator of America's Gilded Age. His pen and ink drawings of a young woman known as the Gibson Girl typified the era. Listen to Flora Days online by going to WQCS.org and clicking on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
WQCS, Fort Pierce.